Act 1, Scene 3. We're now in the office cubicles near the coffee room. Mr. Wentworth's secretary, Carla, approaches Jimmy's desk.
Jimmy, Mr. Wentworth wants you to review these Murphy account acquisition documents for Monday's meeting.
What meeting?
The 9 o'clock Monday meeting, remember? I told you yesterday.
Jeez, okay, I'll get right on it. Man, I hate preparing for these meetings. More business case numbers to review, numbers, numbers, numbers. I'm in no mood today.
Yeah, especially after you party all night.
Buddy, when I left at 1 a.m., you were still going strong.
What? Mr. Party Boy left the candlelight before Jimmy?
Oh, must be that girl from business development that he met a couple weeks ago. She probably dragged his ass home early.
Oh, nothing gets by the big dick. Tracy, that is.
What? You mean that girl Karen from finance?
Yeah, what of it? We had a little thing going for a while. So what?
When we met, we said that we'd be lovers. Everything we said was always under the covers. Walking in the park and leaving roses at her door. These were things she said she didn't need anymore. It was a physical thing, nothing but a sexual fling. Boy, we had our fun, we barely saw the sun. So we had our fun grooving every night. We had a thing and man, it felt just right. But then she said she may be in love with me. And then she pressed me hard with a girlfriend plea. It was a physical thing, nothing but a sexual fling. No need to be her man or make a wedding plan. Though it turned into something she put on me. Then I said, you're not the only fish in the sea. She got up and slammed the bathroom door. And then I said, I can't do this anymore. No more physical thing, no more sexual fling. I walked across the floor and walked down her door.
Look out, New York. Eddie's on the loose again.
Geez, Eddie. Almost 3 weeks this time with one girl? Is that a new record?
Hey, guys. We gotta go. We're late for our department staff meeting.
Hey, guys. Go ahead. I'm gonna get a coffee.
The scene shifts to the coffee room, where Eddie walks in and he notices Karen sitting in the corner, visibly upset.
Oh, Karen, hey, how are you?
How am I? After last night? How did you expect me to be?
Well, I guess, I thought, hoped you'd be fine.
It's gray here today, I'm sad to say, because of you. The things that you say. You. just a lie. When it was over, you didn't even cry. I turned off my phone to be alone because of you. I hurt so inside.
Eddie is speechless and embarrassed and tries to hug Karen, but she shrugs him off. Eddie walks out and rejoins his cube mates.
Eddie, you missed the meeting. Why the long face?
Nothing. Just thinking about that report I have to finish for Wentworth.
Well, hurry up and finish it because we're hitting the town again tonight.
Again? 2 nights in a row? You guys are pathetic. Desperately pathetic. The women in New York are way smarter than you Neanderthals.
Oh, we'll see about that, right, boys?
Yeah, Cam. What else are we gonna do? Besides, we gotta go find Dinesh's soulmate. We gotta get him in the game.
Gee, Jimmy, thanks. I can't wait.
Dinesh goes into the coffee room with his coffee cup and notices Karen, just getting ready to leave.
Hey, you're Karen, right? For finance? I'm Dinesh. What brings you over here?
I came to see A.
Oh, yeah. He told us about last night. I'm so sorry.
Not as sorry as I am for beating him. And now he's telling everyone about it? That's great.
Don't worry. None of us take Eddie seriously. I think he's a jerk. Come on, I'll walk you back to finance.
The curtain closes on scene 3.
Act 1.